Check. Check.
She's
check.
The boss. I don't know what she's doing.
She owns the place.
She can do whatever she wants, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what she's doing. They own the place. They're caught. Welcome to The Educated Speculator, the TNA wrestling-centric podcast that does not claim to have backstage access or inside information. Instead, we speculate on the state of TNA based on what we see being wrestling fans who are, well, educated. I'm Josh Tyson. With me is Jay Pluck. Okie dokie.
I didn't get to microphone line check.
We already did. I line checked for both of us.
Well, shouldn't you say Merry Christmas? You love Christmas.
I do love Christmas. Merry Christmas to all who is listening, and to all
the creatures of the night, and to the speculators out there, the educated speculators.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Magnus is champion. It's finally happened. Which, again, listening to our last podcast, if I can pat ourselves on the back, we called it big time.
The last one was pretty good.
And it was spot on. Mm. We did, when it occurred to us, it was so obvious that Magnus would go over Jeff Hardy in the finals. And that was before the finals were set.
Yeah.
They did it.
Actually, I think I guaranteed it like...
Over Hardy, though?
More than one, not over Hardy.
Yeah, exactly.
But I said Magnus right. is Dixie's... guy.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a long time, and it finally came to fruition.
But, Josh, not quite in the way we thought.
Which is why TNA continues fabulous. To be this.
And really, the more it sinks in, the more I see how creative it is, because, you know, we mentioned, in a way, this entire night of Impact has been a nod to the fact that they're not going to surprise you anymore with the big picture,
right?
With the actual event,
right?
You know what I mean? And they kind of acknowledge that by the Feaster Fired as an example.
Perfect.
If you just read the result,
like
you
said,
we went on a little journey during that Feaster Fired, even though the outcome was
exactly
the most predictable thing possible.
Yes, exactly.
But if you read Greaseface results, you would have been like, oh, dumb.
Yeah. Which is what...
Which is also bad, because that will make even less people tune in, because everyone exactly. is reading the spoilers.
No, it's true.
However, but the show itself is great, and it's a nod to that. They're adjusting to it in a very intelligent way. You know? I'm... As each moment, second passes, Or Jeff Hardy would say, as each moment in time passes, I'm admiring it more and more from a theatrical, dramatic standpoint.
No, I agree. And I have to say, and put things in perspective, we literally just turned it off 5 minutes ago.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And so, you're right. I'm just processing the ending. And I don't even know if I can speak on it, but you're so right. It's so... You're right, in the feast of everything about the night, even Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode's match was somewhat predictable, but done in a way in which you're like still interested in.
Yeah, you're definitely tuning in next week.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Because I don't know if Magnus is a heel. I don't know that.
I don't know
Magnus is champion, but... And that's the one difference between now and what our speculation was.
And I
that
don't
we
understand.
We knew he was Dixie's champ.
Right.
But he is, but we don't know under what context.
And we don't know what EC3 was doing.
Yeah, what was he doing?
He was doing something.
Yeah, he definitely...
He had an idea, an objective in his mind.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that objective was.
I'm gonna go ahead and try to speculate.
And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say about
it's true.
It, honestly.
I'm a little shocked. I'm gonna go ahead and speculate. And I guess it's what we were both saying. Like, it's going to be a process in which Magnus gets on board with the Carters.
That's what we think.
Yeah, right?
That's what I speculate.
That he's
as
not
well.
quite a heel.
Either he'll slowly get on board or he'll be, you know, like corrupted by their influence.
And, you know, it makes sense, too, that goes along with their timeline of live shows. The UK tour is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So don't turn him complete heel until after.
Josh, you're so right. Like, let the... Because the home... Because
they're going to cheer him for sure.
Yeah, to try and force an ultra heel under those circumstances would not work. You know, they're going to cheer him no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, give them that.
Yeah.
And have it be ambiguous.
So
they'll cheer against Dixie Carter even more as she tries to, like, corrupt him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So when he finally does go heel, he will.
And he might, how many shows in England are they going to do?
I'm assuming four, just because that's what it was. That's a whole month. Yeah.
Yeah, and then let him go heel the last one and get a huge reaction.
Yeah.
Go officially heel, you know? Let him turn heel in front of the home crowd the last minute before they leave the UK. They'll get the biggest shock and heat out of that.
Again.
Right?
No, it's reason number 1,000 why I love TNA is because they don't...
And not to read spoilers.
That's the problem. I am always so tempted to read spoilers right now.
But you're always rewarded.
I went 3 weeks without...
You're always rewarded for not doing it.
I know, but I really want to go online right now and see
what's already taped.
I don't know, because I haven't read in like 3 weeks. As soon as they... I mean, they crowned him as champion 3 weeks ago, live.
That's right.
In front of the crowd.
He's had the belt at his... condo all this time.
In Orlando. Yeah. Not Kingsland, Orlando. I can't promise I'm not going to go online tonight and read spoilers.
Man, I'm not, but I'm not like Sting. I'm not going to lecture you, you know? You can just do whatever you want to do. It's very interesting. And Kurt, can we mention now Kurt Angle's post-match promo? Which made that match even better.
I mean, it was amazing.
It was really good.
And it's what you said. It's kind of like what our friend Benny...
He can finally throw himself into something again.
Right.
You know?
Get behind something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to do that. I mean, he's played a necessary role, and I'm sure being that kind of character was interesting to him as a performer. Mm. But he can get back to his, not bread and butter, but, you know, his wheelhouse.
My wheels are turning. I can't stop. Because, again, it's so hard to process the ending of that Impact. It was so, again, not what you expected.
No.
So I'm just trying to line things up with Kurt Angle. Okay, if Kurt Angle goes...
Because Dixie wants Magnus... Sorry, I'm just reacting, you know?
Yeah, no.
Dixie wants Magnus to be champ because she actually tried Hardy...
Yeah.
First.
Yeah. She wanted Hardy. I mean, that's what that whole promo before the match was about.
And they even turned that, like, I thought they were just going to barely even mention that again.
That was
just use the Hardy Dixie thing as, like, a little thing they threw in last minute to cast some doubt. And I gave them credit just for that.
I agree.
But instead, they made it a huge deal.
It was the through line of the night.
And they made Dixie, it's like, kind of, I'm just now realizing that she.
She wanted Hardy.
Hardy was her first choice.
And we even go back to that weird video that Hardy sent in about Parox Y Jin Parox. And she responded by, like, that looks like somebody who wants to be my world champion. You're right.
So
Dixie
true.
Wanted Hardy. She didn't want Magnus. She wanted Hardy.
But then he turned her down, so she switched gears.
So how about this as a speculation? Magnus never goes heel. We spend the next month her trying to make him heel. And in that
then
month,
he doesn't.
And Angle goes heel on his own. Angle becomes her champion. Like, how about that? Whoa.
That's, right. Because it's no longer the case either.
And
that she wanted him all along. That was contingent on our Magnus's champion thing, too, was that
she always wanted
her, he's always been her guy.
And that's the one thing they didn't give us.
No.
I love them. That's so
that's
good.
So good. The only thing is, I will be mildly sad if Magnus doesn't get to go heel as champ, because it's a great opportunity for him.
It's what he needs at this point in his career, for sure.
However, you know, this speculation we're laying the groundwork for right now is also really good.
It's real good.
And I said at the beginning of tonight, I like all this stuff, but I'm just like I'm mildly bummed Magnus won't go heel, I was already mildly bummed that Kurt Angle
wouldn't get to go heel
because that is going to be sweet, you know.
Not to mention, I mean, just how it pairs up the U.S. versus the U.K.
And
again, I don't know when they go to the U.K., but what if they have done this so all?
The American champ is the heel. And like the non, that's unique too in wrestling.
And they're in the UK, and people are cheering Magnus like crazy. Kurt Angle with Rockstar. I know you're not a Rockstar Spud fan, but
no,
Kurt
I'm
Angle,
not a Rockstar Spud guy.
But Kurt Angle with Rockstar Spud, that's funny. Come on,
it's
that's
funnier.
Funny.
It's funnier. It is. It's fine. It's fine. But I mean, huh? I don't want to talk about Rockstar Spud.
Okay.
That
being said, it's intriguing. Again, like, it didn't go off like we thought it would. Like, we called the on-paper results.
The results, we were called completely.
But again, it's not black or white. It's there's always a gray area with TNA. It's like, very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really happy Grood got the win.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. all right, that's the world title picture. I mean,
that's what this episode was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in a way, like, again,
long time coming.
Again, not to like force connections, but that's what was the theme of this episode of Impact. And so it's also no mistake that Rude Angle was part of that, because everyone sees them as the other two contenders. And right. if they're saying Angle's part of this world title picture.
Right.
Although, how does that happen? Well, because he goes crazy.
Yeah.
He makes a deal with the devil.
Dixie gets him a title shot.
He's
because
desperate.
Magnus won't jump on board. Or
yes, she's like, I tried to get behind you, Magnus, but I didn't even. You weren't even my first
choice.
No,
right. You weren't even my first choice. Exactly. And then again, let's not forget AJ Styles.
He's still out there.
He's still
the
out
belt.
There with the belt. So this is really intriguing.
And then we add to our heel stable, our renegade. I'm sorry, renegade face stable. Which I already sense a Jeff Hardy, AJ pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hardy was wearing AJ colors tonight.
Well, if blue and black, yeah, I guess those
come
are.
Come on, you can see them. Right. That's sure. what they would wear if they were a team.
It's true. It's true.
AJ Hardy, which makes a lot of sense.
Well,
and
yeah.
and then for you know various reasons, and then add Magnus to that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's okay.
Okay, I almost have to like. Shut the mic off and like process everything.
It's like we're already,
I'm still like,
you know what we're doing? We're already talking about Magnus losing the belt.
Yeah, it's, which is crazy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but because he could very well just become a heel eventually again.
No, and I talked to you yesterday and we were like, he's definitely winning.
Right.
And he's going to be a heel champ from the get go,
right.
was what we were thinking.
Right.
And he's going to have it for 6 months.
Right, all right.
You
exactly.
know, he's going to be a persistent.
It would be that Bobby Roode model when Bobby Roode first won the
It'd
title.
It'd be the classic model.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd
exactly.
be the greatest,
right.
the best. And that's when that model is in place,
and,
wrestling is good.
Exactly. And Magnus deserves that opportunity to have that.
But he'll
but
get it later. Get
maybe
it
he'll
few,
get it later.
You can
he is 26.
Heel, and you can
I mean,
go
Bobby
heel.
Bobby Roode was 30-something when he had
we
that.
We can't act like you can't just go
no,
heel
right.
in one moment. He can go heel 3 months from now.
Wow.
Know?
And I got to say, I mean.
And then it would be this the hint of him going heel as champ. It would be an old Vince tactic.
Yeah.
Of introducing it.
Right.
And then
doing
backing
it later.
Off for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, no,
doing
totally.
It later. And
yeah.
the people's minds are more open to it.
Yeah. No, totally. It's I got to say, it's borderline brilliance. And,
yeah.
You know, my favorite word on this podcast kudos. Is kudos. Exactly. When I was searching for the Impact on YouTube, I got spoiled. I mean, it showed right there. It was like Magnus World Champion. I was heartbroken because I had held out for 3 weeks. I had done such a good job to not
quite,
go online.
It didn't quite sink in with me. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. But, again, kudos for them to give it to me in a way that is still
no, remember, though, kudos, the new definition is,
oh, wait.
Is like bad tasting and like flimsy.
All right, because of what a kudos actually is. Yeah, right. So not kudos then. Props, I guess. For them giving it to me, and again, it's like what I mean. It's kind of what we're just kind of like rehashing it.
Yes,
we knew what was going to happen tonight, everything happened exactly like we said it would, but they took us on a journey in the process.
And Josh, that's
and
new.
And gave it to us in a different way. And that is new, yeah.
It's it's not new. It's classic, but it's
new in the terms of the alternative.
It's unique in a world dominated by Rock's turn.
Right.
Survivor Series 99.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 98. Yeah. Excuse me.
No, yeah. Or the NWO turn. Yeah, exactly. It is.
So, it's something different than that.
It almost,
it's not that at all.
It actually frees them up to to actually work hard at telling a good
please,
story.
Please, TNA, you're like,
and that's what Bischoff and Hogan.
See, this is why TNA is important.
Yes, exactly.
Like TNA has been doing this sort of thing,
right?
Since we've been watching.
Yes, exactly.
It keeps, and that's why it's important that it survive.
I agree.
And that's why it's terrible that Hogan and Bischoff
came in and just wanted to do the same old
stuff. So much.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. Yeah, you're right. It frees them up to be like, hey, people are going to know what's going to happen. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
So let's give them that. Now let's just make the best version of that that we can make.
I don't
know. Definitely not. No. They were too busy being like, let's trick them.
That's what they were trying to do.
The whole time. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
Narrow minds, dude. Small minds.
It's true.
Sorry. I mean, you know, obviously
Hulk
Hogan and Eric Bischoff are wrestling professionals, but.
Well. Yes. All right, cool. I can't even, like, speaking of frontiers of discourse, I can't even go, like, I feel like the information that I just watched now 15 minutes ago is, like, at the top of my brain. Like, it hasn't even sunk into my soul that I can even really go there, because I'm really trying to process what I just watched.
Well,
it was,
you know what?
Just that crazy.
You know, and you know why you're experiencing this kind of mental resistance? It's because we weren't pushing ourselves to the frontier of discourse
in the first place
with our Magnus predictions.
Right.
We knew what was going to happen, so we could really just describe how it was happening and like kind of dissect how it was being executed, and that was what we were going to enjoy.
But
we weren't trying to go to the frontiers of discourse. We might have seen some of this. And now we've gotten in this lazy thought process. It's harder for us to accept this new information.
It's very hard.
It's
very hard. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It's a hubris on our part.
Meanwhile, if we would have kept our minds more limber.
You're right.
And our sensibility more open. Would be like just as enjoyable, but it wouldn't seem so weird.
You're right. Even to simply say, what if Magnus wins the belt, but not as a heel? Like, not even like to even come up with,
that's
like,
didn't
even cross our
mind.
Exactly. Not
for even a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh. As you Jay know, would say, huh.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel.
Totally. It's good. It's real good. I mean, we could both be talking very out of
enjoyable.
Our asses. We could probably go online right now, and Magnus at the next Impact says, I have been with Dixie all along.
And they just, like filmed it.
Weird. Right, exactly. Yeah, we could be completely wrong about that.
And he was like, EC3 was trying to help me.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't see who it was. Yeah, exactly. There's so many, again, we could really sound like idiots. But
that'd be
that's not
interesting
the case,
as well.
Yes, that would be.
I'm okay with that. I'd be fine with that.
Again, yeah, no, yeah, because I want Magnus to have that chance to be a good heel. But you're right.
And I also really want Kurt Angle to be Dixie's debased, mentally unhinged Olympic champion, American.
Again, now we're playing, like, right now,
that's
in this moment, let me just go ahead and say, I'm playing, if I were writing, that's exactly what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, we are
doing
that, which is dangerous.
But in this
moment, you don't want to do that.
That's what I would do. I would definitely spend the month trying to turn Magnus heel. Didn't work.
Don't too much time on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A month tops.
Yeah, tops.
Yeah.
So that by the time you go to the UK, Angle is Dixie's boy. He's American. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my man. I got to say, I'm hyped about TNA for the first time.
And then let Magnus have his rematch over there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let him win it.
Yeah.
And then let him lose it again when he comes back to the States. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Let him win it and have the belt for 2 weeks.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be old school Raw.
It would.
Yeah.
And he'd be a two-time world champion.
Yeah.
But a legit two-time world champion.
Unlike James Storm, who's a former world champion.
Well, he's legit.
Well, I guess he had it for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever.
Oh, I was going to say unlike...
Chris Sabin.
No, those guys are legitimately won the most prestigious world title.
All right. Unlike who
on the planet? Unlike, I was going to say, like, unlike Batista's 10-time world champion record. You know what I mean? Like, that's different.
Speaking of, because let me just say, I am hyped about TNA. I've been very lukewarm for a while just because.
No, we were mentally down.
Because of.
After Genesis.
Right.
I mean, after.
That's your thing, man. After Bound for Glory group that we don't even talk about who aren't on the show anymore, which I freaking love.
So it's also some other guy whose name I don't even want to mention.
Wait, did we talk
again.
About the... Did we see the funeral together? Did we watch that? I liked the funeral. I thought it was pretty funny.
No, we didn't see the funeral. I watched that in a hotel room in Copenhagen.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was pretty hilarious. Anyway,
This is
a TNA-centric... It was. This is a TNA-centric podcast, but I wouldn't mind talking about... WWE a little, man, just because I always said...
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of regretting that I remembered Mr. A.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I was enjoying thinking, not really seeing him as part of the landscape.
Yeah. And he's still...
He is. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
It is what it is, as Stone Cold
I have
say.
Always said... Yes, it is what it is. I have always said that if WWE unifies the titles... I'm back on board. And I guess I just want to get your thoughts. You've been following. We don't have to recap again.
I didn't truly watch the segment.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know as much as you do.
I bring it up because you say that TNA is...
is
the most prestigious title, and I would have stood by that until maybe now. If...
No,
WWE
not now,
has one champion. Then
after the fact, once it's unified,
right?
But you pointed out that the way they addressed the issue up to this point was not as a like bombshell,
right?
Clear,
right?
It wasn't like remember this when they would say next Monday on Raw, Mr. McMahon's going to appear and make a major announcement.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No, right.
And they kind of.
Ease their way in
ease to,
it.
Which is very unsatisfying to me.
No, I agree. And the fact that he still has two belts, I feel like at any moment that could change.
Right, doesn't have any sort of finality.
Right.
John Cena could become the unified champion
or
WrestleMania, which he will,
right.
by the way.
Yes, by the way. Yes, with no,
but no
weird kind of ending like we saw on Impact today. It would
nothing
just be,
like that.
He just wins. Yeah. You've heard it here first. So if you want to save your money,
that's that,
John Cena is
dark
the champion.
Suicide joke that we have.
Right, exactly.
It's just
put
a
gun.
Guy, like,
hey, set up a gun. Set up a gun while I watch WrestleMania, and if you hear John Cena's music at the end of WrestleMania, you can pull the trigger, and I'll be happy to sit there in front of
him. No, you will see it here if you don't hear it.
Oh, that's right. If you don't hear it, that's right.
Yeah, you just be like eating popcorn. Oh, I'm enjoying WrestleMania.
I'm good. All good, guys. That's right.
But that could happen, and at this point, it's like, and then they could just, a month later, have a SmackDown champion and a Raw champion again.
No, exactly. And I almost, and you might have heard that ever. You can put the gun,
it.
Yeah, exactly. To my head now.
Just
about
in an angle, Vicky Guerrero is like, well, I'm going to have my own champion.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. And there it is. Yeah,
back
exactly.
to where we were.
Right, exactly. Do you feel that the TNA world title is still the most prestigious? Because
at this moment in time?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
No question.
Okay.
It hasn't been unified yet, Josh.
I mean, it has. Technically, I mean, they're saying unified. They're calling him the...
Wait, really?
WWE. They're calling them the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is what Randy Orton is called. He still has two belts, but again, it's only one Raw removed from the pay-per-view.
So frustrating.
I know. Just tell me.
It's not... It's... No. There has to be one belt.
Right.
So...
Until I see one
is
belt...
What is... It's singular.
Right.
What is the most prestigious belt?
I agree.
the TNA
I agree.
World Heavyweight yeah, title.
No, I agree. Magnus did a great job tonight.
Not the Ring of Honor title, by the way. Just had to put that out there. What's that?
Brain fart.
No, I felt guilty for Magnus dissing Ring of Honor because there's probably like
I was saying Magnus did a great job Ring of Honor tonight. Fans,
which I am too. What's that?
Oh my gosh. How many times do I have to say this? Magnus did a great job tonight.
I agree. I think everyone did a great job tonight. Yeah. Kurt Angle did an amazing job tonight. Jeff Hardy cut the best promo of his entire career. That's true. And I gotta give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
You know? Good for him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sting was good tonight. EC3, I have to say, was his best night so far.
I'll give you that, totally.
You know?
Like they say on X Factor.
Chavo best performance was like not good so again.
And that's why he got fired, son. Goodbye, Chavo. Goodbye.
Which is so weird because he was so different. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Did he just stop engaged? I don't know what's going on. I don't quite get it.
I think he just relied on the Guerrero name and didn't
work. But he would cut promos back in the day and be good.
But I mean, when he came to TNA, he was like kind of like
slurring his words. He wasn't speaking. Yeah. Like clear. It was strange.
No, I agree.
I'm happy Zima X. What do you predict about that? We're meandering here. Let's make some speculations.
We are meandering. but we got 25 minutes meandering, so...
No, just in the last... Come on. Give me a speculation.
Here's some hardcore... Let's get some hardcore speculations. It's hard. Let me say this.
Zima wins the...
It's really
Zima
hard.
Aries? So who wins?
Oh, easy, yeah. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, that's obviously... And that's a great feud. They need to stretch that out, dude.
Yeah, let them go at it.
Let them go for months, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then pair that with Bromans. Who does Bromans fans face, actually?
See, and I will...
EC3 has the world tag team title shot. Who does he go... Does he go with Magnus? Is EC3 and Magnus as world champion also go for the tag titles? How about that?
That's
weird. Does EC3 and Rockstar Spud go for the tag titles?
To be frank, I don't like either of those options.
I know. You don't like either of those options? I'm kind of intrigued about... Magnus is world champion and also going for the tag titles.
I'm intrigued about EC3 having the tag briefcase.
So there you go. That's that's an easy thing to speculate.
And I hadn't said on the air, by the way, this is not an anti-Rockstar Spud comment, although I could give you one, but it's...
Please don't.
It's the bromans should just be Dixie's guys.
Right.
Robbie E could be doing everything EC3 is doing, as we've said. And Jesse could have pushed the ladder over.
No, I know.
Mr. Pectacular could have come out. It would have been nice.
We all know where you stand on that, but that's not the reality in which we live. So,
right. Okay.
Easy speculation or easy question. Who is EC3's tag team partner?
Well, it's not a very easy speculation.
It's not an easy speculation. It's a easy proposition, I guess.
Well, I will say Magnus.
Yeah, I think so.
But they just don't win.
Right.
They just wrestle and they lose.
Is Magnus world champion in this time?
Yes.
See?
No.
Again?
I don't know.
I gotta say.
He doesn't have to cash. He can cash in his briefcase whenever he wants, right?
Because, again.
Is that the rule? Is there a different rules?
No. There's no rules, I don't think. It's just.
Okay.
Nothing set in stone with TNA. They just make it up as they go. True. Dixieland just was made
up. That's true. But what will they cook up in that conference room?
In the conference room. That's the occupied conference room.
Zima Ion opened his case. He's like, all right, great. All right, see you later.
Goodbye, I'm going out this way. I guess there's a door that way. It's obviously has two doors.
Then James Storm and Gunnar did the same thing. They're like, I'm mad, but let's get out of here.
And which I also like that Sting was like, all right, goodbye. But he really didn't leave. He decided to stick around and watch them open the booth. You just thought he left because Gunnar and all those guys left too. So.
Oh, then when Dixie was like, he was like, you disgust me. She was like, he's so overdramatic.
which is why Dixie's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to say in general, this is more
But do you speculate, Matt? I mean, who else could it be? I don't know.
Well, let me say this.
They can bring someone new into the fold.
Again, props to TNA. Let me say, I feel like we've been waiting for this night of wrestling since AJ left.
Yes.
And so waiting for it and then speculating on it for so long and being correct in the black and white outcome of it, but having it be so different emotionally from what it is, I'm like turned upside down. I can't even formulate thoughts. Like, I just can't even really get an educated thought out as EC3's, far as where I think things are going, because I haven't processed any of it.
You don't really have much information to predict EC3s.
Right.
And that's great on their part, too, because despite the fact that all these shows have been taped, I want to tune in and see. I mean, that's a new key. Like, you're going to tune in just to see how it happens.
Right. Well, again, I wrote down one note on the phone while we were watching it. I wrote down this idea of tape. And again, it goes back to the idea of taping, you know, four shows in a row, which they've done in the past. But, like, again, they taped their world title match 3 weeks ago. And just, you're right, just committing to that, saying, we're not going to fool anybody. Let's stop trying to do that.
And they have the time to edit it.
Oh, right? Yeah. No.
And to add, if they backstage feel like they have stuff, to add vignettes to make things more clear or more interesting, they can do that. And no one who watched it live can know about that. No, they can have just a match live and then later on do vignettes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That colors it.
That change.
Totally.
Like, so like even the show that the live audience is seeing is a show of kind of what happens, but it's not the whole story.
No, definitely. You know? Which, again, is an old school thing. I mean, they used to do that back in the old days. I mean, they would tape a month's worth of wrestling back in the old days at one venue and do exactly that.
Yeah.
Tape their vignettes later and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's cool.
Little things happen. Like, we pointed out, like, EC3 was in, like, wrestling gear for no reason.
Right.
That happens, but I don't care.
Yeah, you know, I am. It's wrestling, for God's sakes. I don't care.
One thing I do want to say is I'm really feeling ambiguous about their fourth wall stuff.
I know.
It's not, there's no rules to it.
Right.
And I think it could start, I'm not criticizing anything that they have done up until this point. Let's roll with it. But now is a good time to start making things more clear. Because maybe, again, you can, because you have time to edit it now.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know?
Yes. No, I know.
So that's good. Could be a positive outcome for that as well.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, hearing Dixie's voice on the phone, like, it makes you start to question, like, wait, so now you have, I don't know, phones tapped, I guess? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I know. I know. That's a minor problem. I'm not too concerned with
it. It's minor, but it's not, that's not forward thinking.
I agree.
You know, that's not.
And that's not detailed thinking. Like,
it's
especially
neither of
if
those
you have
things.
3 weeks to put that
I'm
episode online.
I'm not trying
online.
To harp on it. And again, like, up to this point, fine. But
and
let's start
And like you
fixing
said, an
that.
Easy fix. Put her on speakerphone.
Just start.
Yeah.
Think of stuff
easy
like
fix.
That.
No,
Just start towing it down a bit. That's all.
I hear you.
Especially if you're going to have more backstage stuff that's important. You know? Oh, Janice is back. That's nice.
Janice is back. Are we ever going to see this conclusion? How long is this going
to...
Because this has been going
say,
on longer
man.
Than that crappy storyline.
It's
we
hard
mention.
To say because...
will it ever end?
Because I guess it conceivably could just keep going on forever.
Because it accomplishes a couple things.
It gives
one,
Joseph Park an angle.
Gives Joseph Park an angle.
Which,
gives
by
Kazin,
the way, he was,
and they deserve, yeah.
he was great.
It gives all those three guys, not Eric Young, but Kaz and Daniels, an angle, and you want to see them week in and week out. So it gives them something to do for as long as you want to do it.
That plays
so.
To their strengths.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's got to come to an end at some point. So what? Genesis, maybe?
Maybe. But what is the end, even?
Yeah. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know. He admits that he is Abyss or something?
I think they're going to do, well, we've said before, I mean, they start doing a Mick Foley kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't even know what that looks like. I'm dumbfounded. Look, my hands are in the air right now with TNA. I have no idea, and it's a good place to be. I can't speculate on anything, because what they showed me tonight was nothing like, it was exactly what I called, what we called on paper, but felt nothing like I thought I was going to feel after this night. And no. Awesome. That's awesome. And you're right. I'm excited to tune in to see what that's going to look like week in and week out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't call anything. My hands are in the air.
Wow.
I wipe my hands of it. I don't know nothing. I know nothing.
An educated speculator who's refuses to speculate.
I am strange. Oblivious. I'm completely. Look, it's doing what it's supposed to do.
And you know, let's not get out too far gone on them not being detail oriented. There was a bow on Janice when he pulled it out.
Oh yeah,
that was great. Right.
That was amazing. I love Christmas.
Oh, and I'll wrap and it up with also, that. I love Christmas. Magnus's script, if it was scripted, but. Calling out 10-10-10, etc.
Awesome. Awesome. That was awesome.
Really enjoyable.
And tied into Janice. Like, yeah, whoever wrote that episode, really good.
And they were TNA fans.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
If they weren't watching
yeah.
at the time, they went back and did their research.
Yeah, exactly. They did.
Which is more than Hulk Hogan did.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or Ric Flair.
Or Ric Flair, for that matter. Remember that promo? He's like, this guy and
this is beer money. He called him like two drunk cowboys. Like, no, one of them is a drunk cowboy. One of them is a businessman.
Yeah.
He's like, and Desmond, Mr.
Woofy.
Wolf.
Mr. Woofy.
That's funny.
All right. I'm in the wrapping up phase because I'll sum up how I feel again.
Can we think of one more just for the old
give it the old college try?
Yeah. Not the UNCG try though, please.
The old
something a little Spartan bit more
try?
Vigorous. Yeah. A speculation. What's a good speculation we can make?
I'm going to stick with what we came... Again, I can't... My brain hasn't even processed anything, so I can't...
How long is Madison going to be face?
Oh.
I hope not long.
I think she'll be face for a while. I can't see her joining Gail Kim and Lady Tapa. I feel like she's going to be her foil for at least a month and a half.
Okay.
I think ODB wrestles Lady Tapa for a while, and Madison wrestles Gail Kim.
Okay. I mean, I agree, but...
A little boring,
that's not exactly Frontiers.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. But
I
think it's more spot on. But again, yeah. What do I know? I mean, I thought I was spot on with Magnus, and what did I get tonight? It's crazy. I'll just reiterate our speculation.
Also,
that...
just want to point out, Magnus, I think another reason that we're able to fundamentally, fully, as confused as we feel... We don't feel confused, but as whatever that sensation is that we're trying to describe, we fundamentally buy it.
Oh, I buy it.
Because not just because of the excellent promo, but because of Magnus's in-ring psychology.
Yeah.
He was really putting things together in a way. I have seen him do it before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like this was an unprecedented match.
He was wrestling
for
as
him.
A heel.
He really was.
Yeah.
His own kind of heel.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had some... It was what it needed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for me to totally believe it.
I can't, man. I almost want to have another podcast after its process. But, like, you think about it, like, they drilled it into our faces that it was like, Jeff Hardy's going to be healed. They faked that you were fake. They were faking you out. Exactly. So you're like, oh, it's obviously Mac. They keep
like,
doing
it. Like, actually what we thought were just
things. Overkill.
Just things like non-organically thrown in as a device to confuse us were actually part of the plot line.
Right, right.
Dixie wanted Hardy first.
Right.
That's a story.
Yeah.
It's not a device thrown in to confuse you.
Right, right,
it's
right.
It's just part of the story.
No, exactly.
That's
yeah.
why it's so good.
Yeah. No, yeah. And then, like, how much more interesting is
wait.
It going to
like,
be?
I wanted Hardy anyway. Like,
okay, I'm going to go Frontiers of Discourse.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
it's
picture
so
angled, something.
Dude.
That's, I think that's Frontiers of Discourse.
That's Benny Maris
that's one,
right
but
there.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm going to say Frontiers of Discourse. Oh, I'm losing it. Okay.
Yeah, Frontiers.
Magnus embraces the role as Dixie's champion, but Dixie doesn't really want him. How about that?
But why doesn't she want him?
How about this? Dixie accepts him until she can find something better.
But what's better? A la
Kurt Angle. So, like, so on Thursday, he's like, yes, I'm with Dixie, blah, blah, blah. And EC3 and Dixie are kind of like, yeah, yeah, he's our champion. He's our champion. I don't think so. No?
I mean,
is that Frontiers of Discourse? Is that somewhere in the ballpark?
To me, which I'm not, I don't know everything. It's not on the Frontiers of Discourse, but you went on like a path towards the front. Like you, you're not at fault here. It's just part of like working out ideas and being and thinking about them. Yeah. Like you tried a path, but your path hit like a, it like turned around and you're going in the wrong direction and then it hit a dead end.
Gotta come back. Come back.
You gotta retrace your steps.
Retrace my steps.
You're back on path again.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
You know?
Yeah. I do think Frontiers of Discourse, though, is Kurt Angle ultimately wins. While Dixie is trying to recruit Magnus or something.
It's gonna that is something to look forward to.
Okay, you're looking forward to it. What if it doesn't happen? What's the more common angle that Magnus eventually does?
That he just gets, that's the common.
That's the common. That he shows up on Thursday. Corrupted. Again, we could look online right now and find out if he's like, I'm her champion. I mean, that could happen the next Impact. We have no idea.
It totally could.
Yeah. And then like all these questions that we think are like,
and if they execute it well, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
And that's when wrestling's good too. Like from, you know, other eras of when we've enjoyed wrestling, like it's when you're okay with every option.
Mm.
Like we were okay with whoever won this tournament.
Yes.
We were okay with whoever won the world title. It would have been good if it was Rude, Angle, Hardy, or Magnus. And that's when all the options are like that. That's when wrestling's doing good.
And it's doing good.
Allergies.
What did Taz say again about what did we record a little earlier? Maybe we'll end. I'm gonna end it right here.
What is she doing out there?
I don't even repeat. Oh, that's how we're gonna end this show. I'm going to send like it to Taz. Yeah, it'll be a loop. I'll send it to Taz. I think it's a good podcast. I'm excited about TNA.
Oh yeah,
for the first time in a while. Again.
No, we've been excited since Bound for Glory. But we were more intellectually checked in. Now we're emotionally.
I'm stimulated by TNA for the first time in a while.
Oh, truly stimulated.
Truly stimulated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not so much like for the past couple months, I've been like sitting back, watching it,
you've been
realizing
intrigued.
It's good.
You've been enjoying it.
I know
it.
It's good, but I haven't been like
there.
This is, yeah, but now I am.
You weren't with them.
Yeah.
You weren't in the seats at the Impact Zone.
That's right. I wasn't on the edge of my seat.
Next to the guy dressed like Sting. You weren't.
Or Jeff Hardy, depending on his mood or whatnot. Yeah, exactly. Which we should meet him one day.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I'm sure he's pretty approachable.
Oh, I bet. I should hope so. I should hope he's approachable. All right. Wrap it up. Any final thoughts?
I
said my final thoughts.
I think I kind of did, but I'm trying to think of a great, strong, final, educated speculation, and I don't have one for you. Sorry.
Well, I think it's a testament. We have to let what we saw soak in, and it's been a while since we've seen a product that has done that to us. Been like, wow, I gotta.
Our perception of what's happening has changed over the course of this podcast dramatically.
Yeah, totally. And we'll continue to change.
I started the podcast thinking
you knew something.
Oh, it's Magnus. He's not really, and Dixie will just corrupt him.
Mm.
And then now I view that as the lame, obvious thing that's not going to happen. You know?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Jay, welcome back from Europe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back to the States.
Thanks to all the European listeners out there. You treated us really well. You know, we'll be back soon.
All right, bye.
Even though Magnus has a big-time size advantage on Hardy, Hardy's so quick, and the veteran will strike at any moment.
What do you think Ethan Carter III, Dixie's nephew, EC3, what do you think he is doing out here with Dixie?
Mike, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing out here. I mean, he's a Carter. The world needs him, and he can do whatever he wants, I guess. Right now, world heavyweight title hangs in the balance, as the cliche goes.
But it literally does hang in the balance. It hangs above the entrance ramp. You've got to escape the cage number one, and then you've got to make your way up the ramp, climb the ladder, and take down the championship to win Dixieland and become the world heavyweight champion.
I know all that.